Alrighty, financial report. Kenlett, Barbara Button, update on the balances for this year and cash flow statement.
Okay, while I'm passing that out, take that one and pass this around to all the board members. This is the new list of...
You can't see them.
Yes, you can.
What's that?
You can't see that, Jenny? You only wear 100 glasses?
Okay.
Yes. The ones with the lines to it.
Yeah, it looks kind of weird.
Oh, because it's printed. I see.
Come on, Bob.
Oh, yeah.
This should be printed in 24.
Mine are just hurt somewhere. Okay, so
Barbara,
get all the cups
out because I didn't get one.
You didn't get one?
No. So this is the board member list.
I know it's taking a printer on it, but we got to add another person on there soon. I'll redo it in a month or two. But what I need is your information. Update me on the information. Is there some more phone numbers you want? Is there just
Ken should be treasurer here?
Well, I was supposed to put that on, so I don't know. You know what? I need one, though. I don't have one. I need one. Okay, we'll look at it first. Write treasurer on. Write treasurer on there. See any other errors. Look at your old name. Is your name okay? Is your address okay? Is your email address okay?
It's obvious Candy's the president. She's got four phone numbers. Five for me.
Hey, have you got your business card made yet?
Yes, I do.
You know what? That might, you might
want to get one off.
Yeah. Okay, I'll take that one.
Candy has five telephone numbers. How many are you allowed?
I recognize
one. You used to have one.
I brought the same barrel. I only count four under Candy.
Okay, so John, is your stuff right there?
Yeah.
John, can we have a cell number for you too?
239-4934.
And that's 702 in the front.
Okay, yeah. I'll reprint this, guys, and give it back to you, but I just want to...
Mr. Becker? Only yourself?
Do you want us to do a different one?
Was it 3,000?
What's 3,000?
Is that number
2990?
Who's okay, I thought
the right number was 3990.
Ken, it's supposed to be written on there. Larry Clarkson, home and cell.
These are the arts.
Nancy Byrne.
I've only got her home number. I don't know if she even has a cell number, does she? Yes, she does.
Yes, she does. I called her.
She a school teacher?
Yeah.
Get a kindergarten.
Okay, so you'll let me know her cell number, and I'll take that and fill it in and give you a copy. I'll just get email.
And
never mind.
This is good.
Is there anything, Brent, would you mind if we had your number down there as a, you know, your information?
You can go ahead and put it down. I don't mind. Everybody has it anyway.
Well, I'd just like to have a nice new sheet with yours on it, too.
It'd be nice to have it printed somewhere. If I ever lose my cell phone, I lose everything.
I have a pen. Did I get it to somebody?
You probably did.
I saw it on the floor once.
You have a pen in your hand.
Well, she's talking about, but I have a better one in rope.
Oh, mine is not.
She had a blue.
Oh.
I start out with
that. I can actually talk to Joe fine with walkie talkie, but I can't. But no,
no more cells?
Yeah, we've never been able to talk ever.
I can talk to you, but I can't talk on him.
And I can actually talk to Bob Becker. Believe it or not.
What's your name? Barbara, you gave us the tax tool thing?
The tax tool thing down over the hill.
Amateur radio operator.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like a hill.
Wow.
I had no idea. That's a lot. Well, that's a lot.
Back east.
Now talk about not being able
to. Now wait a minute. Make sure everybody's got.
Make sure you said profit and loss budget versus actual. Mr. Becker, does yours say that?
What?
Profit and loss budget versus actual.
Sorry, I've been
Positive off budget versus action.
You're staying after and writing that on the board 100 times.
Oh. Where's the gun cap?
Did you ever say that?
I was back on power. Yes, we are.
Barbara, are these taxes paid then?
Mm-mm. No. Okay.
These are encumbered. They're past. They're due, right?
November.
Is this a total on the taxes?
Yeah, white notebook out of the. Hey, one more break. It's just a.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You'll get them probably the first of November.
Yeah, because I haven't gotten mine yet.
You got your estimate, didn't you?
Yeah. Back in May, you're
yeah, but you won't get the actual until the first of November.
However, everybody needs to be aware that just because we've done a certain dollar figure this year doesn't mean that's what we're going to do next year, because it varies very much, and since we're only dealing with a little over $100,000 worth of money, it's a mess. It's really hard. But I don't want to set the budget next year on exactly what we did this year, is what I'm trying to say, okay? But we need to explain expenditures and income so that everybody understands where it came from and what it is. An assessment paid is pretty obvious. Is there any questions on assessments paid? That's the money that we paid, $395. Some people have had to pay interest. And so if you look a little further down at the very bottom of the income column, 7010 interest income, that is the amount of interest that we have came in addition to the assessments we collected on past due, late paid assessments. Okay? And so, then the next one, building.
Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot they shut the door behind us.
It's this one back here.
Okay.
It's back here. Okay. So all of a sudden, it was like.
Too hot.
Building and facility rent income, okay? That has been rent, not reservation fees. That's rent. That's when somebody wants to come in here and pay a $50 first night, $25 second night, because they're only doing it a couple days before they want to come, you know, the spur of the moment rental, member rental fee, or because they want an extra week, they're willing to pay the $95 a night cabin fee. The BYU group that came in here, the bug people that came in here and did their bug study, they paid
us
motorcycle group, they paid us a few thousand. Anybody that's paid us rent on this cabin, that's how much we have collected this year.
How much on
$9,150.
$9,100.
Versus what we budgeted for it at $1,500. But we did that low anyway. Well, but we don't have a motorcycle group every year, and we didn't know we were going to have a BYU group this year. Those two people right there are the big chunk of that money right there. Okay.
$9,100 is a big, I mean, that's
over an amount that would be normally that's not.
Quick, motorcycle group has to come back.
Okay, cabin maintenance donations, that was just people that have overpaid their bill a little bit and said, put it in the cabin maintenance, here, there, somewhere else. You know, they just give us a little extra money, okay? And I'm trying to keep it separate. So
201.36, that's exactly what Joe and Ken and I were going to charge to fix that window, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Water supplies is the same thing. Donations to others is the same thing. Just people said, here, just take this extra money out of here.
Was some of that money inclusive of people's donations for the ranch cabin renovations? Is that what that 600 is?
When we did the
ranch headquarters.
That was the money I put into the red pond. Don't call it the ranch cabin, that's ranch house.
That included the money I put into the upper pond.
And it also included $100 that still gave us the fish.
Yeah. So.
Okay. Well, I thought we had $600 clean without the fish money. I thought that we had $600 that we got for the cabin.
Look at the next line down.
Okay. Then it is $100 separate. Yeah.
Okay. I see what you're saying, Rebecca. Okay. $100 from cabin. Okay.
Horse feeds, we don't have those anymore. Horse rides, that is the amount we have collected this year, $812.50. Normally we go at least $2,000 on that. And
how much of that? How many? How much more was collected by Mark and Shelley?
Giving checks.
Well, we know several hundred dollars that was written out personally to them. So, I mean, the people said, "Hey, why are you guys having us write the check out to these guys instead of to the ranch?"
And we've also had where people couldn't ride horses because they said they're not available.
That's true. We've had. Right.
Did you say the whole month of September there was no horse riding?
He claimed that not one single person wanted a horse ride the whole month of September. And I have the calendar, guys. And I did scavenge this out. And this is a very, very interesting piece of stuff. It has, this is a sign-up calendar. It has how many rides were signed up for in the month of June, in the month of July, and in the month of August, and in the month of September. And we received no money at all. And that total amount of money right there is, we usually receive that in 1 month.
What do you pay for insurance, if you don't mind asking?
$4,500.
For horse?
Horse insurance, for the rides.
$4,500?
Sometimes
$800.
It's going up
to,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, we know it's a little
bit.
We're losing money.
We know that.
Well, we tried to talk about it last year, and in the board, it was voted down to do anything different for that. So that's always something we have to get again.
We had a private contractor that was taken over. But it was make it where the members would have to pay more money.
More money.
Yes.
Okay, the livestock and grazing income, the $5,377, is none from this year. That money all came from Brent Robinson paying us late last year and from selling our calves in the end of December and receiving the check in January. So livestock and grazing income is nothing from this year so far. That is all.
But we are owed.
January election.
We are owed
some, yes. Okay, so make sure we understand that.
If we can find a way to round these calves up, we can sell a few more calves, but we have no way to round them up. Unless you're a good roper.
You mean because we don't have any horses now?
No, we haven't any trails.
There were 3-headed cattle in Lower Slide Canyon when I came in mid-morning. And I wondered if they had
horses. Where they had the diamond brand on?
I didn't notice. They were kind of off in the brush, and I just went by and
our
saw them.
There's one on the road, too, up by the old water thing.
I'm almost positive they're all brands. Our cows are all three little cows.
Yeah, they've had one that's far off.
Okay, miscellaneous income, man. Reservation fees. How much is it? Where does miscellaneous income come from? I knew you were going to ask me that. I don't know. I was trying to talk a little fast.
It's miscellaneous income.
Yeah, but we counted it for $500. That's why I kind of went.
How much is it?
$145.
We counted for
$500? We budgeted $500 and we had $145 that came in.
Would that be the store?
No. That's a lot.
It's a lot ball thing. You don't ever do it.
I can't remember what it is. If I had my laptop, which I should have done, I would have had it.
Well, don't worry about it. We'll get it.
I wrote up a bunch of the individuals, so I know you have questions about them, but I didn't write them down.
Oh, reservation fees.
Okay, reservation fees. There's our $25. So we made $3,706.25. Because somebody probably paid more than $25 and just said, I'll just give it to them, you know, and so I just put it in there. But,
Sure.
No. Somebody didn't pay the $25, and I think they got charged a little bit of interest, and that's probably a few people did that, and they got accumulated a little bit of interest on it. But anyway, irregardless, that's how much money came in from those $25 fees, okay? Sale of gasoline, $10. Tractor work income, all of that $1,819 worth. Oops, I take it back. All but about 170 of it actually came in from 2005. That was the work that was done last fall, like for Dave Cadell and for Gary Burke, and he didn't pay us until this year, this spring, this fall, you know, this January. So none, no tractor work with the exception of about $170 was done this year. So we collected.
Did your allowance pay?
No. Actually,
did they get billed?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, you know, they're only a couple weeks past due because they only did that in September.
daily.
Okay.
So don't.
Sure. See, that again, we've lost on our,
that's a,
our tax money.
Yeah. We usually get a lot of money in there.
So.
Okay, well, let them come. Ooh. Mary knows what that is. I don't know why we only budgeted $1,500. Did we think it was going to go down last year, Larry?
It did.
Well, it had gone down the previous year because they were cutting tag numbers. And so we were just playing it safe because they will, even next year, they're going to continue to cut tag numbers. But because of that, the supply-demand thing, the values jumped way up.
Here's a terrible thing for you. Okay. You see on bottom
of that
In fact,
we will get more money.
Next year.
Even this year. There were two auction tags, that the money had not come in. When the Pontiac Landowners Association divvied out the money to us, there were still two tags of about $20,000 that hadn't been put in the pot to divide up. Mm. So it won't be a bunch, but...
It cost me maybe $300-$400.
Yeah.
Somebody pays $20,000 for a tag?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Mm-hmm. So
$120,000.
Close to $200,000 for a... Arizona,
governor's tag. Utah's last year, I think, was the highest it's ever gone. It was $168,000.
For a cat?
Yeah.
We want some of that money, see, Beth?
They don't even buy it now either, do they?
Okay. Moving on down, the next category, reimbursed expenses.
Someone's coming in behind you.
Hey, Mr. Tim.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Hey,
good.
Hot.
Hey,
how you doing? Right around there and have a seat.
Oh, it'll only take a couple minutes.
Oh, well, good to have you. Okay, we're just talking about this. We're looking at
the final show. Sure, it has to move this way, then it has to move that way.
Okay, reimbursed expenses. I knew you guys would want to know what that was, so I did print out the thing. What that mostly is the money we recollected from the Peebleys on the grocery bills.
So that'll go back with the other charges at the other end?
It'll go farther, and then there's some legal fees that were charged to get some counts that were paid off, and so those were reimbursed back to legal fees. But I used to discredit the count, and somebody told me that wasn't the way to do it.
I still understand why that would be a negative figure.
That's our total today.
That's a lot of income. That's a take out.
Yeah.
Well, why wouldn't I go down in expenses?
Well, that's what I used to do, but that's what Mal told me I was not to do anywhere.
I'm just looking at the store sales.
For actual information,
year to date.
And I'd like to look at the other side of how much we put out for that.
For the store?
Oh, my goodness.
$800 and some odd dollars.
$769.
For what?
For the store. That's all the sales we get.
Amazing. How much money we put into the store?
Okay, we're going to look at it in a second. Oh, so we have a grand total of $145,500 come in this year, which has gone on out in the following way. Auto expenses, $1,181. Basically, that's just been repairs on vehicles.
That's not
gas. That's not gas. Yes,
what did we? Why did we budget $6,000?
Well, this is gas, and we have the gas.
The gas
on there.
Okay.
Well, last year was a lot of expenses too.
We bought a pickup. A lot of repairs. Oh, we had lots of repairs, and this year. If that number right there is going to go way up in a little bit because we just had 1,000 gallons of gasoline delivered, and you guys figure 1,000 gallons at $2.40, that's $2,400 worth of gas that's going to be tacked onto that thing right there real soon. Okay? Everybody understand?
Yeah.
Okay. Cabin maintenance. Okay, I have two things here, cabin maintenance and cabin supplies. Now, when Candy was talking, toilet paper, cleaning supplies, that kind of stuff, that's cabin supplies. Maintenance is refrigerators, fixing roofs, fixing windows, flooring, fixing things, okay? Question? Anyone know? Nobody had input that one out? Here, Mary.
Hey, that's one.
Thanks.
Oh, wait, maybe that's last year. Is that last year? It is.
Look at the propane.
That's last year. Sorry. John did again.
Whoa. He wouldn't have done
that. He wouldn't have. He never caught.
I brought last year to get some of these. Okay.
Get one of those last six ones for Bob Becker.
Okay, the fuel bond road use, that's going to go way up too because we just got 1,000 gallons worth of diesel also. So that number is going to go way up real quick. Headquarters area, we spent quite a bit of money on the ranch house getting it fixed up this spring. You know, so that went a little bit over the budget, but not a lot. I thought we did try them pretty good, you know, pretty damn good when we consider how much work we've done down there.
Yeah.
So the laundry. I just got another bill, you know, for the September stuff, so that's going to go up quite a bit.
A bill in addition to the 17?
Mm-hmm.
Plus all the laundry we took down last week,
and
all the laundry we're going to take down this coming week.
Brad just keep track of the rest of these.
We got another $600.
So our laundry may top around 2,000.
It will top 2,000. Way over 2,000. I've got more like 2,300, something like that.
And what is the income from the cabin?
Okay, and then porta potty rent. I had to divide that out just because I could have put it in another category, but I wanted to show exactly how much we put on the porta potties because I have a real strong belief that we need to put established toilets up there, and I think we can do it, and I think we can make it pay off in 2 years. And
we talked all about that too.
Especially if they're paid toilets.
Yeah.
I think what you do is the paid toilet, you let them in free, charge them the
end. Yeah. Yeah, we're having a very interesting meeting tonight.
The propane bill is really high, and I
have a question on that.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're using AmeriGas.
Yes.
Are we under contract with them or anything?
We priced it all out here a year ago.
Go ahead, tell me why.
I understand Coast is cheaper.
Well, let me tell you something about AmeriGas. Every time I go down there and I harp out and I watch them, then they give us a better price, and I didn't do it this year. Two reasons I didn't do it this year. First of all, I wasn't the manager, so I didn't think it was like I was getting paid to do it. That's basically the reason you get done. Because last year, Brent couldn't call you. They billed us. I said, you guys, this is ridiculous. How much per gallon you charge us? I can get Coast to do it for this and that. And old Robert got mad at us and did a little foo-foo, and then he just lowered the prices on us again.
Well, even if we receive the bill, can't we go back and say something to him?
They service me. Right.
We'll send Brent here.
AmeriGas is the only company in town that's got service personnel that can come up here and give us actual service on a plant.
Actually, probably my meter in the Florida, they came right up.
It's arcane.
Okay, I'll tell you another thing too.
But they haven't got first sale of them ever.
Propane can fluctuate a lot too because we only get our tanks filled up generally twice a year. And I usually fill them up, sometimes we fill them up in the fall if our money situation's right, and then we don't have to fill them up until the middle of next year. Last year, our money situation wasn't right. We didn't have any money. So I didn't fill them up until the spring, and then I filled them up just barely. So two whoppers hit this year, and last year only we had one whopper.
When was the last time they came?
Just barely. All
so we haven't heard
recently.
That's not on here yet.
Did you notice?
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah, okay. They are all 70%.
Three, 4 months
ago. They're full because they didn't spend money.
They feel fine.
So what I'm trying to say is every time we get a load of fuel, it costs us around $5,000. We got a lot of tanks. We got 17 tanks up here. And so $5,000 and then or a little over. And so if it happens to hit where, you know, if I would have held off and not filled up the other tank, the next thing suddenly we'd have that added on next year, you know. Whereas next year now the gas is not going to be as much because
we don't have the upper, we don't have the one on the trailer that we're going to need to run the generator up there for the solar. We have solar now.
That's true.
What are we going to do with that gas that's in there?
That's our spare tank for the cabin.
Okay.
It gets used quite. This winter, it'll get used probably. Yeah. It'll be hooked up to
the
cabin.
It's a security blanket.
The wrench has been
hooked
up.
Yeah.
Wrench
and a nurse at all winter.
Okay, I've got
some folks next door got to cook. Let me get through with the cooking and feed them, and I'll be back in about a half hour.
Okay, good.
Okay,
all right. It's going to be going on for another hour or so.
Oh, yeah.
Hopefully.
Maybe not?
Yes. Okay, the next thing
they can leave.
Store supplies. Compare that to your store income and $2,142.70.
How much did Bob supplies the store, and we make $700.
And you guys look at the inventory in that store.
And we, that's what I was just going to say. What do we have left in there? That's one of the to bring it up.
Some years the numbers have been on balance, but you would see a huge stock of knives, you see a huge stock of t-shirts, or something that we just spent $700,000 on. This year, that did not happen. We did not buy any t-shirts. We did not buy any knives.
Now remember, Nancy Byrne had said that even though she's in California and can't be here on a regular basis, that she does know someone that would do silk screening to get us something and to give us a really good price on some shirts, because the members have said we would like to have shirts.
Yeah.
And well, I'll be honest with you, we could have easily done shirts again this year because we didn't, Jenny, because you know.
But I'm just saying, Nancy said she would put it together. That's one of the money makers that she said she would help out with. So I think we're going to do something more on that end.
Yeah, but if we'd done this year, then it's going to have much more money that we'd have lost.
Yeah. Well, that's why that was one of the reasons we didn't do it anymore. Exactly. Yeah,
well, we could have done it this
year. Okay, the telephone trap, that's just kind of a standard thing. It doesn't change a whole lot.
Brent's been hauling down lately, and he gets a better price than the first one, so, right?
Yeah, it ended up kind of being a wash. I was taking my own truck, and I'd come back and get 10 gallons of gas. And when the price of gas went up so high, then it was 25. I'd get it for $10, because of my personality, Bob. Right. I'd get it for 10, and then I'd come back and get 10 gallons of gas. And quite honestly, it started to end up, the kink kind of came out in the wash, you know.
In charge of every $4.
Wearing tires on their trucks, not these old inch trucks.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, tractor grader repairs. You know what that is? That was the blade and other things. So repairs on that grader.
And it looks like we're going to have some repairs needed on that Kubota now. Something slipping.
Yeah.
Quite
enough. So, going over to administrative management. $4,934 bank card merchant fees. That's just an amount. Pay the bank. Somebody uses a credit card that charges a percentage of every single sale.
What percent?
Oh, it varies. It depends on the bank or MasterCard, but it's about 3% now. It's raised up again.
We're on such a low volume. We don't get a good discount.
Legal tax prep recording fees. What is this? For this? Liability property insurance, that's the insurance on the cabin.
How come all these numbers are lower than the budgeted?
Because it's the rest of that's not the rest of that.
We haven't finished the year.
And the insurance.
This is budgeted for the year.
Okay. And the management fee, yeah, that's true. So the management fee is how much was paid. Just a second here. I'm going to have it out. I don't
know. Well, last year you were paid the management fee and then you paid the help out of that, didn't you?
That's what it was. Okay, management fee was from January through April paid to me and my employees. Because I was paid, I paid
Kevin and Buzz.
So the figure that's under the 11,250 is January through April.
Yep.
And then you're paying and the public pay from January to
no, she was no longer manager.
And then I was no longer the manager. And so then after that, the employee fee goes down under employees, which is listed.
So when we paid the workers' comp, all
payroll expenses down to ranch staff.
Okay, ranch staff payroll expenses.
$16,588.
Yep, that's it. So from April, the end of April through now, that's how much has been paid. Them, and that's with the ranch now paying the workers' comp and all employment or employer taxes, because before I was doing it, because they were paying me a lot of money. Okay, does that make sense? So, all right. Where are we at now? Culverts. 3,000 of that is for Crawford Canyon. And then part of it is for that ribbing huge one, well, two of them we put over in the slide. And then the other one we put on Meadow Canyon.
How's it rain?
Oh, part of those was the ones we bought last, the end of December last year.
Right.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That was good.
Right.
I mean, the rest of the world, that's where it went.
How the roads hold up with the carpet's new colors?
Good.
Or what about some of the other work that was done on the road by Alan? Good?
Oh, that's wonderful. That's actually...
That really big culvert that he put in over there?
Well, we got a little sippy hole just because of the way other water comes down.
Yeah, we need to dig a little bit of another drainage there, and we actually ultimately would be nice to go up there with a cutting torch and cut that big...
Mr.
Bozzi
was going to do that
first.
I don't think that
was
talking
about. Actually, I got looking at them, and they didn't snag up anything. I walked through it today, I mean, yesterday, and they didn't really catch anything.
You know, the thing about it is, if it does, we're
going to... Yeah, that's true.
I think we ought to just mitigate the problem and cut those things out of there.
Okay, you don't think I was going to support that? What was it all?
It supports it. It'll support it.
No, the you don't think the I-beams are contributing a lot to the support of that?
The tennis offer.
Oh, okay.
So, okay, track of payment.
Don't want you in there with
me. $27,778 was what was owed on the tractor and the grader and was paid off on that loan. 100% of that loan is paid off. Normally we were paying $6,400 a year for that loan when we paid it off.
So we're not paying interest on that anymore, either.
We're paying nothing on that anymore.
So we won't get interest on that as much as we did last year on the
accounts.
Okay, then system maintenance and repairs, that's water system maintenance and repairs, by the way, because it's on the water system thing. That is basically mostly the upper solar system that we just did, you know, that water system up there that we worked on, and a few things down here, too. The water storage tank was the fire water tank, solar water. And
how is that right now?
I'm just waiting to hook up the last couple of pieces on it. Just...
I don't think you need a fish there now, do you?
No. No, I'd like to get it ready.
Okay, did you find my bed next
to that number? No, I didn't.
That's for next year.
I could not find it.
Would that be a system that we could, if we did decide, you know, if we brought the truck up to water the roads with, and could we use that tank to fill the water tank much quicker? So
yes.
There'd be more time effective that...
Yes.
Okay. That's a big thing.
Okay. Going on down, I know the taxes and stuff on there, and the reason I brought that up is you wanted to know how much more money we're going to spend.
Right.
Okay, if you look at the bottom, it says we've got $10,000 in income. Actually, we got more than that sitting in the bank account because we had a little bit of carryover from last year. And so we actually have $19,000 in the bank account right now. However, we've got $6,000 worth of property taxes. Somebody subtract this for me. $6,000 worth of property taxes. I just told you about the gasoline. We're going to have about $5,000 worth of gasoline delivered. We have over $2,000 worth of hay coming. We have 4 new tires for the GMC ordered to be put on so that Brent will be able to get around in the mud. And that's going to be approximately, I'm guessing,
$600, probably $600.
And then, of course, we've got our regular expense like the star band, the phones, the...
Employee.
Yeah, we got employee, but the overhead, the star band, the employee, you know, that kind of stuff doesn't change. And then you've got your employee wages. Make a long story short, we already have the whole guy at about $8,000.
Well, my question is, in the last minute, it was stated that Shauna had made the
recommendation. She didn't do that. She didn't do that.
She didn't move it over? Because that was a capital improvement.
No, she didn't move it over.
I thought she'd requested it in a minute.
I just read it in a minute.
She was told
it was requested of her to do it, but she had not done it.
So is that something we still need to do?
Well, I can do that as soon as I get a hold of that account. But I've got to get. But you have to sign. You have to be there, or Shauna has to be there to put me on the account.
Well,
I'm not on.
I'm not on it either, am I?
You are on it, but I am not. You and Shauna are the only two on it. But one of you two has to put him on it.
You're in deep trouble.
Okay, and we've got to find a time when we get down together.
To state bank on you, too. You know.
Well,
I can go in, though, and have him put on, and he's not there, and then he can go in and sign on it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
But you have to okay it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that means you've got to be here on a weekday. It's only difficult.
But can't he just go drag Shauna in there?
Well, I was going to do that yesterday, but I got tied up in court until almost 4 o'clock.
That would probably be easier than trying to
have you be there during
the week. I mean, not going to try to do it with Shauna, that Shauna can't, won't, or can't.
If I come up here,
I will probably come up again. I've got to go home on Monday, but I'll probably come up.
Okay, well, do we have a plan of attack on that then? Either I come down and do it, or you can have Shauna. And then are we in agreement that in the last minute they had said that we would move that money for the solar system, put it into the...
That's $2,000.
From the capital improvement into the...
That's only
$2,000. It'll reduce it then.
How reduce it to around $6,000?
You got radio fees coming in yet?
Yeah, money coming in.
Hopefully.
Do we have all the money coming in from the wildlife? Has it all come in?
No, it has not all come in, but it won't be
till next year.
No, right. There should be a check yet this year.
So I say,
but it will not be.
Yeah. Well,
now listen, if we're in a hole, you don't have to pay me until after the first.
We are not in the hole because we have $9,000 sitting in the capital improvement account, which that some of that money was supposed to come over to cover the road.
Okay, well I was just going to say you don't need to pay me until after the first of the year.
There, no, I can beat you out of it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't, you know, like I say, I'd rather barter this with you people than actually get cash money. That way, the IRS doesn't get it.
This is on tape, you know. So, Brent, you want to work for free now?
If the budget's tight and there's no money coming in until the first of the year, you don't have to pay me. Seriously.
You have the grazing, though. From Brent.
What should that be?
A couple thousand.
That's only going to be a couple thousand.
Can we have some cows we might be able to sell?
Cows.
Okay.
Oh, those are all our cows?
What?
No,
all
of them. They're here an
hour. Okay.
How many cows do we have that we would 30. Normally sell if we could get hold of them?
Well, we have 12 cows, but we've been keeping the heifers and only selling the steers. So okay. If we sell the steers, we've got, I don't know truthfully, because these guys didn't know whether they were a heifer or a steer or a bull, I should say.
Oh, hard to tell.
So, they didn't know.
That's Joe! Very difficult. There's a little scout down there.
What
do
you call her?
You don't look at her like me. What gender it is.
No. The scout had two tails at the time, too.
So, Scout has found a home.
Yes. Well, we hope, yeah. He's going to Arizona. I don't know. Brent's so busy now. I don't know if he's going to be able to...
Well, look, I've got arrangements made with my buddy Bob. And
what's
that to do with?
You guys have all agreed to spend a couple days out here.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Hey, honey, I already have spent a couple days. It's already been cleared. I'll do more.
I'm going to do some antimony first and get his feet swelled up.
Are you talking about Scout or me?
Yeah. Well, what about Cody?
You're homeless.
What about Cody?
He's taking all the clothes.
They belong to people.
Yeah, they belong to people.
Except
Cody and Scout. Remember I told you this? Yeah, out in Dolly.
Then Dolly. We're going to take Dolly.
We're going to take Dolly. Okay, I can Scout back next year, though. I mean, it's cold, right? It's the problem and the feet and everything else. Do you want him? You don't want him back, do you?
He just has an old
well. He's going to be, you know. I mean, he's just.
Too old to, for anything.
His feet are bad.
He's older than me.
We're probably up there too in the wintertime. It's like these cows. Yeah. We can throw out crystal eggs or protein blocks.
Mm-hmm. But not with scouts
around. No, with scouts around. Feel this go. Eat.
You're throwing stuff on it. Yeah.
And so, you know.
And the other ones will stay away from it, but not scouts. Well, I don't know. What's another founder is all bad? Yeah, I know. Well, can you trim that down? Yeah, but the founder doesn't go away. He's in his blood, so every time he hears anything like that around, he goes straight to it. He literally would have killed himself on a barrel with him. You know, a regular horse would take a few licks, walk away, eat something, come back, take a couple licks. Wouldn't hurt him a bit. We're not talking anything with chrysalis. I've never had chrysalis. We've got chrysalis as a supplement, and we got the natural kind. It had no urea. We got the natural kind, so it wouldn't be toxic to the horses. So the big horses, the regular horses, they were just fine. But
that's the Scout
got
killed.
It is good for horses.
Hold on,
they have some build up, and they don't have to have as much weight. The Scout got killed himself on it. I never, ever, and how many of you are selling feed at an animal store, you know, down here in Canada, have ever heard of a horse?
He had been all day, or I've never hit the tub.
And that's just in it. No, he was already done. He was found a long time ago, but it just got, he's addicted to it.
I don't have any of that.
You're
not
going to
mess with an iodized salt block.
No,
no, no.
It won't be salt block, but any kind of grain you put out, he will just eat it.
He can't stay away from it.
He will do that. And just give him, you know, a cup or so.
Yeah. And he reacts to it extremely strong. Anyway,
go
ahead. Okay. He doesn't know when to quit. Yeah. So you've done the whole financial part of that question.
So I've got 5 and 6 are 11 and 2 are 13 and tires are 13.6.
So it's 14,000 that came to 14,120.
And then wages.
And then if we put the other. Now are we going to transfer how much money from the capital improvement?
It's the $2,000.
It was, we had assumed it was 2,500 originally, and this says 237. That's my question. We had at least 2,500.
Well, I think we did. We spent 2,700 on that.
I thought it was 27.
I know it was. We were starting at 25, but we had up to 3,000. But this says system maintenance.
Well, no, it didn't all go from there.
But what I'm asking is, when we transfer it, what is the value of money that we're going to transfer? 27.
Well, we spent.
The last month was, or 2 months ago in August, was 2,700.
Right.
And I think that's pretty well.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Because he thought it was 2,000, and I said it wasn't 2,000. That's what we're.
Well, I remember seeing right it that's on here. It was 2,000. It was 2,700 on here.
Yeah.
That's what we approved. That's what we approved. Yes.
Like 25,700.
What we estimated that to be was around 2,500.
He hardly takes the brand line.
So I think we.
And it came at 27, which was good.
And it was within the budget.
Oh, yeah, sure, the grant. Okay. So we're not going
to
buy.
I'd make a motion that we move $3,000 from capital improvements to operating budget.
Bottom line,
there's a motion on the floor, ladies and gentlemen. Mr. Becker, there's a motion on the floor that we move $3,000 from the capital improvement and put it into our operating budget.
Is this to include what we part of what we put into Crawford Canyon, as well as the solar, or is this that what we spent on the solar?
Solar.
And that's what we spent, right?
Was there any discussion on the money that was committed from the ranch to the Crawford Canyon Road project coming out of capital improvement?
No, there wasn't.
It was the dollar amount was just discussed.
Okay, that's what.
Because there was money left in the road budget.
Where the discussion on the capital improvement part came in was when I emailed you all saying I wanted to do more work because Alan was here and. Because the gravel was here and because the equipment was here and we wanted to get that big culvert in slide.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew this was going to happen.
What did we spend on slide and the big culvert?
Not as much as we thought.
Yeah, not nervous.
But we did discuss.
1600.
You had guessed it's going to run possibly this much, and I think everybody emailed back or communicated back, yeah, go ahead and get it done. And that, to me, would be a capital improvement.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, I just want to make it straight.
Well, do you want to amend your motion?
Yes.
Okay.
How much was the side canyon expense?
$1,500.
Okay, I will amend it to say.
Side canyon was more than that, but that culvert in side canyon, that big culvert right. In side canyon was $1,600. Then we had to do $1,000 worth of work on that road up to lot 190. So that's $2,600.
And then yeah, that was more.
And we had to put the gravel on Middle Canyon, which you can leave that out.
And the culvert for Crawford, that's 3,000.
And the culvert for Crawford is 3,000, and the culvert for Middle Canyon.
The work he did on Upper Slide Canyon is probably more maintenance than it would have been capital improvement.
Yeah.
The big culverts that he put in there at the turn, that would probably be a capital improvement, I guess.
That's
Upper
Slide.
Yeah.
Okay, now I'm talking about Upper Slide, I'm talking all the way up to the Forest Service.
You're talking the roads about 190.
Yeah, 190.
Yeah, I think that was mostly maintenance, personally, because nothing was done that was new there other than cutting some trenches alongside the road to redirect the water.
But I
think that definitely everything we put on the solar, because we discussed the solar, is up to $3,000, and so that should be included in there. I'm personally thinking that probably the actual capital improvements to make Slide Canyon better, which would be mostly that big culvert.
Culvert, and you put another culvert in up there.
Another culvert that went down below it. That should be capital improvement, too.
Mm-hmm.
Because
that's two culverts in on Middle Canyon. Three,
that's
going to
reduce the cost of maintaining that road in the future, so that should be capital improvement.
Okay, I will amend my motion to be a total of $4,500. Approximately $3,000 for the solar system on the spring, the upper cabin water system, and $1,500 for Slide Canyon culvert installation.
I'll second that.
All right, motion's been made, seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor, raise your hands. Unanimously approved. So, Ken, as soon as either you or I
coordinate
the capital.
I could
check and see if Sean is around. Or
talk her into it?
Yeah.
Let's do that before the next board meeting.
Okay.
Let's make sure that is done. That gives a little leeway of time.
Okay.
And then we can look at our paperwork for that.
Okay.
Okay. Alrighty.
So this is $4,500 motion. Was passed for capital improvement to capital improvement fund to what?
To the operating budget account.
Because we spent for this out of the operating budget.
Okay.
Anything more on the update of the balances and cash flow statements? Any other discussion? Any other input, Barbara?
I think we already did the preliminary planning to make sure the budget works, so I tried to do it from the beginning.
When you get this over to State Bank on the regular account, am I going to be given a statement each month then? Will it come to you or to you?
It doesn't come to me either. It goes to our PO box.
Goes to the PO box.
But you can look online. You can do it online.
Okay, I'll need to get a pass on that then.
And you have to check up with them.
Okay.
So that's another thing you need to check on when you go in there then.
Okay. That would be good.
Okay, and that kind of went along with number two, start preliminary planning for next year's budget. Is there any discussion before we get into some of the other ideas on that particular part, planning for the next year budget?
I would just like to know what you're planning away at the horse facility. Is that all been decided already?
Mm-mm.
Is there like a time of the year you talk horses?
Next month.
Next month.
No. What kinds of, when we're thinking about the budget, you're talking about extra expenses or a way to offset the amount of money that we actually put out for the horses in terms of
corral
vet bills, etc., insurance.
Yeah. Oh, that's what you're thinking about.
Well, I'd like some input because, I don't want it super late tonight, but I'd like some input because next month, November and December, is when we have to have everything put together. So that will give us something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Gail?
I'm just starting to think. I know you've done it a certain way all this time. You've had some ranch horses. You've had people bring horses here on loan. You've gotten some sort of wrangler to manage it and take people out. And I'm concerned. I think that you might need some training programs here. Some lessons for the little kids, some ponies, some... I went on a ride with Mark and Shelley and their friends that they had out here, and I was horrified at the lack of safety. They were putting people that never been on horses.
They were not trained, no.
And,
They fit to us about their abilities.
I think Mark was an able horse, and he was showing me his scrapbooks, pictures of him racing horses down the Tucson track and things like that. But as far as any kind of concern for the riders and the experience that they had,
as a wrangler, they were not trained.
No. Okay. And I went to a riding school. We didn't eat canner for the first year in Connecticut. And it's all safety. It was like going to traffic school for horses. And I was playing some two kids down in the garden cabin. And I was introducing them to the babies today, the horse, and so forth. And these are the kind of experiences I think children and novices should have. And we don't have that built into this.
You know what? We have. Not this year, though.
Yeah, it has been.
First of all, Mark needs to know. Mark was given a brochure, and we went over it in detail about what he was supposed to do, the safety talk he's supposed to give, you know, the things he's supposed to do and not supposed to do, and everything like that. And at first, I actually watched him do it because I was there with him, and he actually did it. But it sounds like from what you're saying that he either didn't do that with you guys or that group because he thought they were all friends, or he didn't do it with anybody. I don't know. Or he got very lapsed in the situation, you know. However, he had a brochure, and he had our brochure, a booklet that he had to read, and he and I went over it, and I had him sign it that he had read it, you know, and that we had done it, and it had a whole bunch, long list of safety issues, you know. You know, no double riding, you know, no certain people adjusting stirrups, you know, safety talk before the ride, how to report an accident, da 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 da. Any accident out of the horses, you know, what you've got to do with them, the whole works. I mean, he knew that, so he has no excuse for not.
And then everyone that was a person that took someone on a ride was supposed to have been, was an emergency trained?
They were supposed to be CPR emergency, mm-hmm. or mass emergency trained.
And they would be going for that?
And they never did do that.
I rode drag, you know, I took it upon myself, and, I mean, these people were never on. They were wearing crop tops, and they were, you know, cutting branches and smoking cigarettes, and just got to torch up the thing, and, you know, they're putting their feet all the way through the stirrups. And I got off, I slowed down the ride, because I got off horse to a steep cliff after getting lost up there in the dark with no moon. I said, I'm not going after a tea kettle down this hill, and the rest of you should, I had all this slack for, you know, being the one that was slowing everybody down. But
you're the experienced one.
Well, anybody who's been through experience with horses is an idiot because you never experienced enough. But I'm so concerned about it. And the horses that you get, I'm sure there's some wonderful horses there, but they're not,
they don't know those horses either.
Well, you get gift horses. And gift horses are
not huge spring horses.
They're coming out of somebody's barn because they're really not the best horses, and they really just sort of want them off their necks this summer.
Maybe, maybe not. But I think part of it is the way you handle them and the way, you know, as well as I did, you can teach a horse, you know, and you can train them. That's why he's supposed to have 12 horses down here, and you only have to use 6 or 7 of them, you know. And then you're supposed to pick out the ones you don't use and get them out of here and get some others in. And that was our reason for rotating. However, in the past, you know, there's always been a horse problem. There's always been a horse issue problem. But I got the feeling that there's more than the average number of problems this year, you know.
Well, I think it's way too big an issue to just sort of leave it to chance.
Oh, I do too.
Because the difficulty is just finding somebody to manage this kind. Period. For the amount of money that we can afford to pay. Now, if we could pay our entire budget out in towards ranch management and faculty, we could probably do really well. We could put out $150,000 or $140,000 for this. We could get excellent people. But when we sit down around $25,000 or $30,000 is what we allow for this, it's really difficult to get the type of people we need.
And you've looked into just getting an outfit of the community?
Well, we had last year, except in the board zones it down.
But see, the operator wanted $25 or $30 an hour for every ride.
And our idea was if we could guarantee a certain amount,
we would subsidize the members that rode. But this guy would be able to bring, you know, non-members, you know, for his horse rides.
Right. In addition.
Yeah. In addition, to make it pay for him, you know, which we've got some of the best rides in the
What he would do,
guys got out on the triathlon, or
he'd advertise and bring in non-members to do the ride.
$5,000 a year for insurance plus all that stuff. He figured that $5,000 would subsidize him on members.
He
never rode instead of paying $25, they would have to pay him. It was subsidize him. $15,000 out of that $5,000. You know what I mean? And then we wouldn't have to feed the horses, we wouldn't have to do a lot of the other stuff. And so it was going to be, that was the idea.
Right. That's a problem up there right now, too. We can find people to clean cabins, but you cannot find people to, you know, to wrangle horses.
It's difficult.
The wrangle horses and clean cabins, too, you know.
Yeah, just say something go hand in hand.
So what does that cabin do with the whole picture?
Yeah, right. Well, in my fantasy dream, I can imagine doing that with a crew out of Mexico. But, you know, that's probably not something I'm going to be able to pull off if it's the other project thing. But it's just I'm horrified that I'm shaking my boots thinking that this is going to happen next year with
but if it's a 6 year, only you ever really have a problem with.
It's the worst.
The safety issue.
Oh, by far.
The safety issue.
Well, it's also the bad experience that people have. I mean, it just ruins you for riding forever.
Also, you know, the ranch needs to marry. We need 10,000 miles per day.
Is that you?
Yeah, Rockefeller
pieces, you know.
Right. I would have noticed about 5 minutes after.
I mean, I kind of nice that spring. When I was here in June, I took
it
home and we're
packing it on. Did you check it out? I know we always had more stuff in there. More than nine.
There's four bridal knives out.
We had more than that.
No, do you know most of the bridles are hanging on the horns? He said the bridles hanging on the horns of the bridles.
That all those horseshoes were full in June when I was up here. All the horseshoes were actually on the
I don't know, there's a few something missing. Very easy.
I feel like I want me to go up there.
But there's definitely, like Kevin said, there's definitely needs to be
missing.
I highly recommend, having done it for many years, I highly recommend the ranch be completely out of business turned over to somebody else. And I know that's what you're kind of thinking too. I don't think that's going to be shooting it, not next. But I mean, you not personally, but that's what you're feeling the ranch should do, is get out of horse business and turn it to somebody else. And I felt that way for having done this myself for 4 years. I swear that's the only way we had our own heart for somebody else.
We got good members. You know, this horse had a $500,000 grandmother. I mean, if I cared about that sort of thing, I'd get upset. But, you know, he's paying the butt, and I don't really care about all that much. But, you can't leave your horses here. I mean, in that situation, you couldn't.
Well, Gail, I think you've got some good points, and what I'd like to do is maybe during the course of the next couple of months, we can put some ideas together and present it to the board, different ideas that you have from your experiences. Like I say, the board we had last year did not agree to doing it outside of just what the ranch was going to offer. And then it's gotten to a point where we almost felt like, you know, just take the horses away because it's causing so many problems. But then the whole month of September, there, from our records, show that there weren't any horseback rides given at all. So I think that's something that we need to discuss. And
there's some members that are extremely concerned about keeping horses too, without having to pay. Now, some would like to do it for no pay at all, and they think that the horses should pay for themselves. And we have no idea how that could be, you know, because we can't make it work.
I'm just letting it go on this way.
It's a time bomb.
Yeah, it is.
And who knows, next year we might not have any horses. Members might not donate their horses. And we can't, the ranch can't.
Buy horses.
Or go out and buy horses. Mr. Want to go out and buy and go horses for
a thousand bucks.
They're not worth it.
And it's interesting that, you know, you've said a few things already tonight, and my ears are just kind of going, what? What? That we're not even aware of that had occurred. We're not even aware of it. So there's an awful lot that had occurred that it wasn't as though we had blinders on. It's just that
you didn't know.
We didn't know. And it wasn't reported to us about the situation.
Oh, so it's down the river, up also the pines there. Fences up, can see a thing. It's
Our insurance would be cut off just like that.
it's called a trust issue, you know. So, anyway,
thanks for listening.
We have one board member here that could come up every night and supervise that after work. He lives only 40 miles away.
I have a pride horse.
You don't have to worry about this all winter long.
I don't know if this is the point at which I should say something about number two. Start preliminary planning for next year budget. There's been a lot of talk. There's been a lot of what do you think about raising assessments? What do you think about raising assessments? Dues or having a special assessment to do the special things that we need to have for the ranch. If the dues are increased, it's by a 10%. That's something we need to look at, discuss. That's the maximum.
$11,000 more is all.
Yes, but in that thinking, what could we do to say that money would go specifically to ranch hands? Caretakers that we could attract a better grade. It could attract a better. That would have made the difference for the first and second people that had come out here and wanted $500 to $1,000 more.
Well, that first couple, they still didn't work. They weren't.
Which ones? The Huntaker. Oh no, I'm not talking about them. I'm talking about the Huntaker. Remember from Idaho?
Yeah.
But I'm just saying that is something that if we're thinking about putting the budget together, what are we going to do about that possibility?
Once more, like,
yeah.
Some other ideas here in terms of what we need to do for the cabin. Even if there were a special assessment, if there are 300 lots, each person paid even $100. That's $30,000. $30,000 is something that we could do to either upgrade these cabins or put into effect something else to rebuild one of these cabins we're talking about. So, if someone wants to come with some figures, some different ideas, we need to do that when we're talking about specific information on planning for next year. One of the, and I know it's not expected that it has to be, when was the last time we had an assessment due that was raised? Three years, four years?
Yeah, four years.
It went from 375 to 395.
Yeah.
And that was almost...
That's when we initiated the reservation.
$25.
Reservation at the same time.
And then we were thinking from 395, what were we going?
That was
10% more.
Increasing dues too.
$425. Something like that, wasn't it? $420, $425.
Yeah.
I mean, if we look at it in terms of... we're doing fine, basically, how we are, but are we satisfied at the status quo at which we are? I mean, I think this year with the members' complaints in terms of the ranch managers, the care of the cabins, the care of the property down below in the headquarters, we're going to have to do something that shows that we are preparing for the future.
Yeah.
Because the status quo, I don't think most people find acceptable at this point.
You know, Brent and I discussed this, and you know, you asked me to review this ad, and I've given a lot of thought to it. We need to do several things in this ad. One, obviously, the first thing is we need to let everyone know that this is a family organization, that it's going to be drug-free. We're going to expect people to be tested prior to being here, that they're going to have a full background check and so forth and come in. They're going to be safe for our people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we really need to tell them that we are probably one of the most beautiful ranches in Utah. You know, we're right on the southern rim of Bryce Canyon. We've got 8,000 acres, but there's a lot of land that has to be maintained and cared for, and we want people that can handle this. We want to let them know that we want people who want to take this responsibility on to help make this ranch run. And and somehow we've got to make it not only restrictive, but then we've got to make it so attractive that we're going to try and attract a little bit higher level of people. People that really want to be in this type of thing. Not just people that want a job, but people who really want to be in this environment. We want the Becksteads again. We want something like that. People want to be here because we want to be part of this thing. Brent even mentioned the fact that when we negotiate with them, we promise them something like if they stay here 5 years successful, we can offer them something really nice. And it might be what's been offered in the past, a piece of the ranch or something, okay? So which means that we would have to plan ahead. It'd have to be a longer year plan. But if we can keep people here successfully over a number of years, then there's going to be some kind of a reward offered for them being here successfully for a number of years. And that we could work into something in the fact that to make it so somebody really wants to invest in this place and want to be part of it. Okay? I think that this could work out. But it's going to be hard to reach this, right? Like, we're going to have to... Grant's bought us some time to get this done. We need to spend some time every month in perfecting this and then have it ready to go by the first of the year or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we're advertising for it.
How well did you advertise?
For this last time?
Or any time?
All over the West, through a number of different types of magazines.
Bucking Horse and things like that?
Not necessarily, but a lot of retirement groups we advertise through. A lot of recreation property types of places.
What was that? Camp workers?
Sent to add to all of the newspapers throughout the Western United States, or that, you know, classifieds.
Why don't you just get a good work crew and take turns managing the place?
Well,
maybe each member has
to do it. Yeah, and there's so many ways to go get,
We have a hard time getting people to pay their dues.
Yeah. Or coming up for work parties and showing up like they're supposed to.
Hey, you like today.
I made myself available. Nobody called on me.
Hey, this is my good shirt.
I mean, you heard about the staff. I mean, that staff has, Tucson. I mean, $6 an hour, you get people to kill themselves.
And that's true, and that's the way it had functioned before, as Barbara being the manager, because Barbara was the manager and she hired the people beneath her, and she did oversee it. But then it became very cumbersome in terms of her ride out here instead of directly from Kanab all the way to St. George, where she is now, to manage here. And then I think the demands that were put onto her as a single person to manage everything became,
I think the point where she problem was there wasn't enough money.
Enough money.
I couldn't hire quality people out here. Mm-hmm.
I wasn't even getting enough money to pay my own expenses,
let alone pay them a decent wage, you know. So they were getting $2,000 a month, you know.
We really need a separate manager. From
a separate manager. We need you brought out a point there that was quite interesting.
$2,000 a month.
It's not just the job we're offering.
It's free for a year.
No, but really, that's a
piece of the action.
And I know there's other conversations, but there's some things that I want to talk about. And I think rather than just a board meeting, we're going to have to sit down and decide what it is that we want. How we're going to get it, and in that sense, then develop the budget. How much money do we need, et cetera? So I'm saying we've got an awful lot to continue, and we're a new board. We've got a lot of people that are retired that are able to put that time into it.
They're dropping, I'm from Red Rock, Arizona, it was a little hit place forever, but they're dropping 60,000 homes around it, and they're closed down the feedlot. I know all these people forever. They've got social security numbers through the feedlot. They're probably illegal, but they've got checks with social security numbers on them. And these people are going to lose all their housing and their jobs. And they're great, and I know them.
The trouble is, though, they're a social people. We got to hire ourselves. Most of them like to have
a group.
They still have to have their community. I mean, being one company.
When there's some south of the border, and you, like, give Betty the chance to sell tamales on her days off, you know, to the crew that come, you know, the people that come in here. Let Enrique pick up the tips on the ride so everybody can check out the horses.
You know, I know a couple of
guys. He's a cowboy.
In Mexico.
They're good.
They're great with horses.
We had a couple when I talked to them, too.
You know, that may not be a bad idea. And their family, they have kids. Which is
one
of the second.
We have to want homeschooling done.
Huh?
They agree to homeschooling.
That's what
or the bus pick them up and take them into town.
How they have to find out. something like that you could trust.
They were Hispanic. Mm-hmm.
Were you good at cleaning? They have to guarantee this isn't so.
Why couldn't they do it?
But I just go to them, listening to her and listening to what he said. And then you give that
thought.
Talk to us later about that. Give me a call. Did they have
the ones that watch my horses when I'm up here. And I don't bring my horses. They have their horses in their property.
That couple actually moved into town, Barbara. That couple actually moved into town. I see them all the time. Enrique works for Tebow, and Maria works for... No? She did. Now she works for Bond in the gas station.
In their own group.
They're good.
Unless you've got something
used
to...
Why do you take them home in the winter?
So I'm saying, they like to have...
The only fun of this thing is
together.
Although, well,
they're
little.
The whole community.
We just had a reasonable expectation of making sure that people would just come back.
That was a great idea.
They have new cars. They made it happen.
There's many judges in the lobby.
No, that's what we would look for.
I mean, they're so loyal. Yeah. If you treat them right, they treat you good.
And please, gentlemen, talking about the check. Hey, check and send them out. What's the damage door? I can't take the damage door out of the kitchen. I need to make a decision on how much I can pay.
Because we didn't ask for it properly?
No. Is that in reference to what?
No, actually, that was safe. Now, Will's son is going to let Grant know tonight whether...
He said, she said.
Whether we can do that or not. We need to talk about that earlier.
Okay, later.
Okay,
yeah.
But we need to get into that tonight.
Okay.
At one point in time. Right
okay.
Now.
Well, we kind of touched a little bit. We've got hopefully another time rather than just an official board meeting, maybe a time we can sit down and kind of talk about some of those items.
Right.